The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon. My name is John Kaminsky. Today is Friday, February 25th, 2022, and this is the National Intel Report on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'd like to welcome my friend Ingrid Castle, RBN show host and editor of the Vaccine Liberation website, riding shotgun on this edition of the RBN Intel Report. Ingrid, I just finished watching a video of Ukrainian troops and Russian troops dancing together with their tanks lined up aimed against each other. So that kind of fits in with my perception of this whole news show that the world is focusing on. It seems that each week we have a new crisis to face that always steals our attention away from the one big crisis that has assailed us for many years. Today, Ukraine, last week, Canada, the week before that, Australia, earlier this year, or ever since Joe Biden's fraudulent election, the unchecked stream of aliens carrying debit cards streaming across the border with Mexico. Who can remember all the manufactured crises, the fake school shootings, the unexplained fires over the past 20 years to trigger our fears and shape our repressive policies? Through it all, for the past 2 years, the mask, lockdown, and poison jabs killing more people than the fake disease they were all supposed to cure. One crisis after another, all meant to conceal one single issue that is the most important of all, which is the control of our money and the loss of our individual freedom. And important to message a strange but obvious tilt to all these suspicious hijinks that are never fully explained. Black Antifa rioters burning American cities were never really arrested or even charged for all the tangible destruction they created. But white American patriots who thought they were celebrating the re-election of a popular president have been held in solitary confinement for more than a year, facing long jail terms, imprinting a terrible message on the American mind that terrorism is good and patriotism should be prosecuted. This is a jarring profile of our deliberately induced mental illness, enthusiastically promoted by mainstream media, which every day betray the people who used to trust them.
I'm just saying, I totally agree. This is a mental illness to even put up with anyone watching mainstream media thinking.
We have to face the fact that our leaders have created all this misery for us to cover up the sad fact of what they have already stolen from us. It's not just all the money they've taken from everyone in a world populated mostly by starving paupers, or our health and environment have ruined with their thoughtless greed, but they have stolen our future and find new ways to wreck it more every single day. Listen, and you can hear the bombs dropping. I've been watching Russia Today, and they're all over the place. Even the communist senator Bernie Sanders has gotten the message about Ukraine, although it has been blocked by most media. What would the U.S. do if Mexico allowed Russia to place its missiles on the south banks of the Rio Grande, Sanders asked rhetorically. The U.S. would do just what Russia is doing. Many observers have already talked about the new pipeline that connects Russia gas to German consumers being closed down by U.S. pressure. not only doubling Europe's energy costs, but further concealing the embarrassing fact that Germany is still not a truly independent country, but a U.S. protectorate, which it has been since the end of World War II. It's a clear case of America abusing its friends in order to attack its so-called enemies. This is a benefit to no one except the rich perverts who run the world and laugh at the feckless fools who kill each other playing games constructed for exactly that purpose. But this too is a smokescreen camouflaging the central issue threatening human freedom, which is the one world government and the great reset that all these phony politicians have been paid handsomely to create. The whole thing was exposed in Canada when the finest patriots in the world, the truckers, asked for freedom and were brutally rebuffed by the government. For all their devotion to their country, their bank accounts were stolen and their women and children abused. Nobody talks about the people of Donbass who've been shelled by mortar fire for 8 years, or the random people in China who disappear thousands at a time. The positive aspect of all this awareness that is all over the internet today, and as I observed this morning as soon as I woke up after watching Russia Today most of the night, was that so many people now, especially those who don't watch TV, get their news off the internet where freedom still lives, and so many people know what's going on, and this is not what people who watch TV think they know. Just as I discovered from an Italian website about the danger of Ukraine's biolabs making chemical weapons, I saw several people already discussing it on various American websites. Among the many hidden facts about Russia's sudden strikes at the Ukraine that everyone seems to have already caught on to are the Western biolabs. If you think the COVID problem was big, what happens if a Russian bomb demolishes a biolab and spreads a pathogen that can't be contained or cured? This is another angle from which we can see the end of a poisoned world. John Rappaport sort of deflects these questions this morning and referred to bad pesticide storage, leaking tanks and such, that could cause the same problem. But then another sensible friend noted that any biolab hit by a missile will likely not be spreading anything anywhere. And still, that's what Russia seems to be targeting in their push to totally disable the Western-fed Ukrainian military. Cut to the chase, that's what I always like to do whenever it's possible. This is just another eye-catching performance that compels us to take our eye off the ball. Two things must always be in your immediate assessment of the bottom line. Always follow the money. And this is going to cost Europe twice as much for energy as they had planned if they got the Russian pipeline. Through all the twists and turns, we are still not talking about the elephant in the living room, which has been running the show for more than 100 years and is running it now. And, of course, it was good to hear Mike Rivero talking about that as he closed his show. Reading State of the Nation earlier today, in view of the constant scapegoating that Russia has experienced for several decades, it's now clear what the NWO cabal has planned. This war in Ukraine was instigated by the West, definitely instigated by America, with much premeditation, in order to set up Russia as the universal bad guy. In this way, all future world crises and catastrophes will be laid at the feet of the Kremlin. For example, an unparalleled cyber war, really launched by the U.S. government against the American people, can now easily be blamed on Russia, much in the same way that all that stuff was blamed on Trump. From this point forward, every energy crisis and armed conflict, financial breakdown and economic collapse, global pandemic and climate cataclysm will somehow be blamed on the big bad Russian bear. This is how the great game was always meant to end. Sure, State of the Nation is pro-Russian, but anybody who is pro-Ukrainian at this point is a paid pawn of the neocon elite that has bludgeoned its way around the world since faking the 9/11 disaster so it could cut loose and attack anyone it wanted to for the past two decades. And as I said many times before, about our dear old USA, once it ran out of suitable countries to abuse, it turned on its own people with a fake epidemic and revealed itself no longer to be an independent republic standing for liberty and justice for all, but merely the paid mercenary army of the international bankers who have created and shaped the communist monster regimes in China and Russia and are now creating one at home in the United Socialist States of America, where individual freedom now lies comatose on its deathbed, all because of a pampered population who took the bribe of luxury and never questioned the colossal crimes its government has committed all over the world. There. I got that out. Hi, Angry.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's all right. This story's been changing day to day. It's really unbelievable. I was describing to a friend today, it's like trying to read a book where you're fanning the pages in front of your eyes and so many things pop up, you can't possibly keep up with them all.
That's exactly right. But I wanted you to note, it's really good to look at the news feed. They just posted an excellent broadcast, I believe, was on this network. And I sent it to you an email, by the way. But it says, John Mark Dugan, an American living in Russia, joins me to discuss the Ukraine intervention, bioweapons labs. Of course, these are U.S. bioweapons labs that are in there, and the simmering tension that led to what we see today. And that, you know, he's an American, you know, living in Russia, so he's saying what is really going on. You know, they don't have human if you had a bunch of bioweapons labs in the neighboring country, wouldn't that be, you know, a little unsettling, whether they are in Cuba or Canada or whoever they are?
Well, except that Russia has just as many bioweapons labs in their country.
Mm. Right.
They don't happen to be run by the U.S., but I'm sure they're both in league with Israel, which is definitely, all of this subsequent issue, this spinoff issue about how people who don't want to go into the Ukrainian army are going to escape to Israel. We got to face the fact that Israel is on close relative terms with all three of these countries, with us, with Ukraine, and with Russia. So I think when I saw those troops dancing together, I got the distinct impression that this is a show. And yes, they've been bombing Donbass for 8 years, and they had intensified recently thanks to the presence of American mercenaries. And it was good that Russia took them out of there, but this was a step Russia had to take a long time ago, because to permit this fiasco of an American protectorate to be created in the Ukraine and then call it Nazi is just about as artificial as you can get. And all the Ukraine has been all this time is a center for money laundering, bribing American politicians, white slavery, adrenochrome, and all the other crimes of the elite.
Right. It's a huge hub for child trafficking, for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, as I was working all this stuff out in my mind about what to say, I keep getting reminded by a friend of mine that it's America that actually controls Russia. And this is something that's really never controlled. It's never mentioned in the above ground media in the United States. And it's all the American corporations who do business in Russia, and are if not the main part of its economy, a substantial part of its economy. Plus, there's the I heard something about this earlier in the day about the orbiting space station. It doesn't happen to have any Americans up there at the time, but this is a cooperative venture. So I think I'm coming down real early on this and saying this is a staged sideshow where, yes, they're bombing because that's what they always do, in the same way that Afghanistan was a staged sideshow We went over there, left billions of dollars in equipment, stayed there for 19 years, trained people to run the fake government, and then left it all there. And it was never real to begin with, and it's certainly not real now. Now all that stuff is in the possession of people in league with China. So this is just another sideshow in the creation of the one world government, and all of this these pyrotechnics, more shock and awe, is meant to take us off the bigger picture, which Israel controls all the principles. And just as it was back in the day of Biden versus, of Obama versus Putin in the Afghanistan showdown, all of this is theater to mask the creation of a one-world superstate that is now pretty much all together.
Well, I think there's a little more to it. They know their money system. You know, the Great Reset was totally counting on the COVID narrative not crumbling. And they need to have all this distraction, even the Ukraine, to keep from all the Durham. Actually, the John Durham stuff's coming out where they're all being caught in crimes. They have, you know, they were all blackmailed, I mean, by Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. And that stuff is being hidden. They've, you know, sealed the court records and everything because that would involve, you know, that they were Mossad agents and were used to blackmail all our politicians. So, I mean, it gets really deep, and they have to create these sideshows because that's really at the crux of it is the whole money system is ready to just be worthless. I mean, China dumped the dollar, and, you know, Russia, you know, basically all over the world, the dollar is going to be toasted. Because, you know, we haven't been able to pay since January 31st on the big, you know, trillions of dollars. So, you know, and you know, under Biden, I mean, or rather, you know, he's a puppet for the deep state. It's gotten, you know, blatantly worse. So unless we roll out some kind of a new equitable money system real quick, you know, we're going to be dealing with them trying to hold on and create a system where we're all digitized, you know, where we can't buy or sell unless we have some mark in our body or a card that, right, you know, tells us how much we can spend. That's what they want. And I see that, frankly, is falling apart. And that's why they're having to create all these sideshows, because there's too much evidence coming forth. And they have a lot in Ukraine. There's a lot at stake. They want to blow the Western countries actually want to blow Ukraine up. Joe Biden's getting desperate, getting the National Guard. You sent me that great article. Let's talk about that. That's wild, because he's getting desperate. There's some of our military have refused to go because we know it's a war to protect the U.S. interests there and the secrets there. There's a lot of documentation there of their crimes, and they want to blow that up, because the more stuff that comes, you know, comes to light, they need to, you know, create more sideshows to distract everyone from the fact that they all got caught.
So once again, we have a crisis where the good people have become the evil people. And they're going to be punished for it. And the evil people are going to continue to profit from the death and injury of their innocent victims. And that's really kind of the way the world has always run, I guess. But to read about these things in the media, they continue to especially blot out. As in the case with even the New York Times today wrote that the CDC has been lying to us all this time and retaining all the real data about the people who were dying, so that we can't really trust anything we hear in the mainstream media, and that has sort of filtered into the internet media to a degree, where. All these people are being banished for saying things. Zero Hedge is having trouble getting through to us anymore because they've been so candid with so many things. And I hear music.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Deep in the heart of Texas, back in 1835, they drew a line in the sand. The folks at Gonzales had freedom on their minds. It was all because of a cannon that had kept their colony safe.
But then Saul Ingrid. Sent some
Mexican troops. Yes, I'm here.
Are you there?
Well, yes. You know, we do have a chat room. Well, for temporary anyway, it's my chat room. And Mer Bailey dropped an article about Edgar Casey's prophecies, and I know you had a lot of on that.
I did. I was going to do that. I got persuaded not to do it by people who said, "Oh, we're not interested in that stuff long ago." And in some respects, that's true. I did spend most of my time working on that. I don't know
if he's really appropriate. He was extremely accurate, and I think people need to understand that this is a chess game here, and Putin's timing was actually pretty amazing when you look at the whole scheme of things, including the money system.
The sleeping prophet and the awakened leader is what I was originally going to do. Due to a lot of negative comments, I said only rain washes hope down the drain when there's no one left to trust, because we're not sure about Putin. He's got 8 houses. He's got millions of dollars. He's intimately connected with Israel, as are all our politicians. I keep seeing a three-way going on here, and it's the two principles. Number one, it seems like America is totally unable to defend itself. I mean, we have Russia surrounded by missiles from all angles. Troops are everywhere, and yet Russia is allowed to walk in and trash our ally without a move from Sleepy Joe. Perhaps he doesn't want to start. I don't think he has any. He's not making any decisions himself, and perhaps the brain trust doesn't want to start World War II. That's probably not the point of this particular exercise. But it's like I suggested before. It's a stage show that's going on. But anyway, Edgar Cayce. For those who don't know, and I think most people don't know about him. Was a renowned mystic, a medium, a self-proclaimed healer. He lived a long time ago. He was born in 1876 and he died in 1946 at the end of World War II, which he had predicted. He performed numerous readings in a state of trance, which is why he received the nickname the Sleeping Prophet. Since childhood, the American clairvoyant has heard voices that conveyed necessary information to him that enabled him to prescribe things that cured people of various ailments.
Right, that's actually true.
Apparently, the first version about the connection of the great Egyptian pyramids with Atlantis was put forward by Edgar Cayce. Today, we know a lot about him because of we've had the experience of going to his memorial foundation in Virginia Beach, which has a lot of information about him. I started out by telling the story about his son who went was fiddling with his camera equipment and injured his eyes, and that threw Edgar into a trance that enabled him to mumble something that the doctor thought he told him was the cure, and they used it on the boy, and he was cured of his problem mostly. How do I want to do this here? Cayce made a lot of predictions about Russia. That's the reason that I wanted to bring it up at all. He considered the Russians to be, he was an American from Kentucky, but he considered the Russians to be God's chosen people. And he was of the opinion that they were the true Christians on the planet, which would offend most of the Christians everywhere else. He predicted the collapse of the socialist system before the onset of the new millennium. And he saw difficulties for Russia that would eventually lead to its collapse, which all of that happened. But his great talent was people would come to him with ailments. He would go to sleep and predict what they should do about it, and they would fix themselves by doing it. Cayce also said that Russia, and it would be better if I just stopped reading that and remembered what I wanted to say. Mm-hmm. He said because of Russia's physical location in the center of the Eurasian continent, it was the most stable landmass in the Northern Hemisphere. And he predicted dire consequences for the American landmass because of all the volcanoes that were here. And that one day Russia would save the world because it would take the refugees from the other parts of the planet that were destroyed. And we see certainly lots of seismic activity in the United States and around the Pacific Rim and in Asia. That's why he was so fascinated by...
Okay, we have a commercial break, John.
Right.
Okay, please stay tuned. You're listening to Kaminsky on the National Intel Report.
Thank you.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Is there anyone home? Come on, come on now. I hear you breathing down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax, relax, relax. I need some information first. Just the basic facts.
Nostalgic. It really dates me. I guess, you know, John Stafmiller and I were on in the same generation. And you too, John Kaminsky, you know, another yes. John. But yeah, there's a lot of fascinating history here for sure. And I think there's a lot more to the Ukraine crisis. I was just chatting with the board operator, Mike, and giving him a little other intel. And anyone that listens to my show, Immunize Wisely, on Saturday nights, it's from 7 to 9 Central Time. I usually do the first 20 minutes of things that I feel like people should know that may not have been covered on the RBN news feed and things that I found out that day. But I really follow this guy a lot because right now he was kicked off Twitter like at least 10 times and finally gave up on Twitter, you know, using all kinds of different kind of, you know, names and stuff, you know, not real names, but, you know. So he's right now on Telegram, and I'm going to, if you go to the chat room, immunizewisely.chatandgo.com, that is my chat room, and I will go ahead and post a link, but I'm just going to read a little bit of what he said today. He says the Ukraine crisis is much more than most people know. Biden wants Ukraine burned down inside the chaos they plan to do and inside job CIA-style ops and destroy servers and all data points that link money laundering, billions in illegal oil, gas deals, distribution, stolen oil, gas, etc. The Ukrainians were doing a large investigation into Biden, Obama, and have a lot of evidence in closed indictments against Obama, Biden, and their administration. These indictments are connected to Obama administration, which connect the fake killing of Osama bin Laden. We all know about that, right? In which the Iranian government protected bin Laden and gave Obama a fake decoy to apprehend and have the decoy killed by SEAL Team 6. The plot to trick Obama worked, and moments or minutes after apprehending and killing of Osama bin Laden, Obama gave a live speech that bin Laden was captured and killed. Americans rejoiced, and Obama sinking polls as president was instantly lifted and he was reelected. What Americans didn't know was moments after Obama gave his live speech of the capture and killing of bin Laden, SEAL Team 6 identified the dead body as not being bin Laden. They figured out that it was a decoy, but it was too late. Obama gave the speech only seconds earlier. The body was thrown out over the mountains from the helicopter, and the Iranians' plan had worked, and Obama came into control under Iranian blackmail. They had everything on Obama and the lies and the proof. That's why Obama paid billions in cash in pallets to Iran, and Hillary Clinton set up the deaths of the SEAL Team 6 from that special operation. The billions that went to Iran was traded or money laundered into Ukraine markets, oil and gas, weapons, estate, into Europe's largest human trafficking network. Now the Biden-Obama deep state cabal want Ukraine destroyed. All the evidence is there. Biden would use Ukraine for a reason of inflation in America and the failing markets. Deep state in the EU will blame Ukraine crises for falling markets, inflation, supply chain interruptions. So there are several that wanted this war to create distractions away from the pandemic narrative falling apart and to distract us from the Durham indictments. These investigations are heading to the Obama-Biden administration. And then that, of course, connects to the whole world cabal and exposing them. And it goes to the Davos Group, the World Economic Forum, the Vatican, the UK Magistracy, the CCP, et cetera, because the whole world is connected. The cabal's everywhere in every country. So it's all connected, and it's all starting to, you know, this is what the whole panic is about. And so that's, you know, that's the behind the scenes scene. That's why Hillary, I guess, got on the news day two of alleged Russian invasion of Ukraine when they're bombing these bioweapons places. She said, "Those who love freedom who understand that our way of life depends on supporting those who believe in freedom as well could be engaged in cyber support for those on the streets in Russia." We did some of that during the Arab Spring we could be attacking a lot of the government institutions and oligarchs through cyber attacks. The old days of Radio Free Europe and beaming in accurate information into the homes of Russians, we should be doing everything we can online to replicate that. And that was, I guess it's Hillary's double or whatever, you know, but that was, recent on MSNBC. That we should actually, the U.S. should be launching cyber attacks in Russia. That was her response. So anyway, it's pretty wild for sure.
That is great stuff. Yeah, that's what the above ground intent is. That we're after Russia, but I'm not sure I believe that.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting.
Go ahead.
No, I just say there's a lot of stuff that's just going to come out more and more. He just has a more behind the scenes view and knows a lot of history. The guy's, super intelligent. So
yeah.
Anyway, there's a lot of people that follow him because, he's proven to be right over and over and over again. And then he puts links. That was just his rant that I was reading, but he puts really excellent links to what's really going on, and some of them are fairly obscure, you wouldn't even know about it, so I always check that out.
Great description of the Obama charade in Iran. I wasn't aware of the last half of that's what Obama's approval of the loans to Iran were about.
Right. That's exactly what it was about. It all connects to money laundering, human trafficking, you name it.
And that's now the situation we have in the Ukraine where, mm-hmm. Hunter Biden is and all these other American politicians, Mitt Romney and several others are on the boards of these Ukrainian energy companies getting hundreds of thousands of dollars for doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're talking millions.
Yeah,
it comes into the billions, actually. Yeah. But yeah, there's so much that we don't know, and it really behooves us not to check out some other researchers, because there are some deep researchers that really uncovered quite a bit, and it's not going to be on Alex Jones or with Mike Adams. No. Mike Adams drives me crazy, and Alex Jones on a level too. I mean, I'm just saying, they only go so far. And
they don't go far at all because they're always talking about Nazis, and this whole
right.
Nazi subtext of the Ukraine invasion is crazy. Those people aren't national socialists. They're like neocon criminals is who they are.
Right. Exactly. But, these people, they go back, a lot of them are European Jewry, they go back to Khazaria, and they were, involved in the, they always fund both sides of the war, and they always get involved. Same cabal was the ones that, murdered all those Russians, at the end of World War II. I mean, what was it like? Some people say it's up to 80 million, but I know it was at least 50 million Russians that were just blatantly murdered. And it's horrifying. And we were talking about 6 million Jews. That's just like something from their Talmud, So we do have a caller.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, so we do have Pat in the USA. Whatever USA Pat is. Welcome to the show.
We had a previous conversation about what Russia really is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, John, I'm glad to hear you on the radio, and I hope you're on there more often. And you touched on something just a little bit ago, not only with Edgar Casey and other folks, but bringing this up to date, I did some research years ago on the American Chamber of Commerce in Russia, and it just blew me away. There's 500 members of the American Chamber of Commerce in Russia, And all you have to do is put in any search engine, American Chamber of Commerce in Russia, and it'll come right up. And you go over there and look, and you'll see 3M, ADM, Goldman Sachs, Citibank, Ford, Pepsi, you name it, Halliburton, all the major corporations, and Honeywell and Boeing and all of the airlines people, all of the airplane manufacturers, all the jet engine manufacturers, they're all over there. And GE makes an awful lot of medical equipment like MRIs and all of that stuff. They're in Russia, and the reason that they're doing it is because the workers over there get paid the equivalent of $300 US a month, and that's for professional people. And rather than making them over here in the United States, where they have to pay people $300 a day for the same proficiency. So, you know, there's a good reason. And the other thing that I found was this guy Eugene Fedorov. He's a member of the Russian State Duma, which is analogous to our Congress. And he's been there for years. He's on one of the major. He's the chairman of one of the major committees, and he has a website. And I'll tell you, if anybody's got a pencil and paper there, if you want to write down this website, this is going to open your eyes. And his website is EA Fedorov. That's FEDOROV. RU. I'll say it all again. EAFEDOROV.RU, and he claims that the Americans wrote the Russian Federation Constitution 1991-92, and he says that ever since 1991 Russia has been a colony of the U.S. He calls it of the Americans. He doesn't mention the United States very often, but he calls it America. And it's just really revealing. Now, if you go to his website, you want to use Google Chrome. And the reason is because Google Chrome has a choice up there in the upper right-hand corner of his website to select English so you can read what he's saying in case you don't read Russian. Like me, I don't read Russian. Wish I did, but, you know, that's another one of my failings. But, they're all hooked together. And the other thing is, they're all members. All of these countries that are our enemies are members of the Bank for International Settlements. All of them.
Yeah.
China, Russia, you know, you name it. There's only about, let's put it this way. There's about 80 countries that are members of the Bank for International Settlements. Oh, by the way, just last week, see, I always check the reserve currency status of these various countries. There's only about 8 of them that qualify for reserve currency status, and what that means, reserve currency, means that it's the number one reserve currency means it's the number one currency in the world used for transactions everywhere. Globally, they purchase things. The country converts its currency into U.S. dollars, which is the number one reserve currency, and it has the status of 60% of the world's reserve currency. And they all have to. They don't have to, but most countries don't accept each other's currencies very well. But they all take the U.S. dollar, so they convert their rubles, in Russia's case, to U.S. dollars. And now they can go around the world and trade with most of the other countries that accept the dollar, like Ecuador. You know, their basic currency is the U.S. dollar. But all of this is all tied together. Oh, by the way, I was doing some more research, and I found out that Israel, when all the sanctions were on Russia, and still are, I mean, they've got sanctions on them, who cares? Israel, the free trade zone of the United States, and of Russia, and of Egypt, and of China, and all of these countries that were enemies with, so to speak, Israel was making drones for Russia. Now they got around the sanctions by not putting the wings on the fuselage, not putting the tail section on, and so they shipped it in like 5 different pieces. These drones that they sold them, a bunch of them, and shipped them and they were under the radar, so to speak. And it's amazing how we're being tricked and conned and fooled, and they build up all of these enemies. You know, I call it the paper bear over there in Russia. And let me look here at Fedorov's site. In Fedorov's site, I'm going to read right from his site here, just a sentence or two. It says, the U.S. State Department officially recognized that in 1993, the Constitution of the Russian Federation was, like everything else, was written by the Americans. Yep. Like a number of key laws of our country.
Pat, let me ask you this.
Well, we have a commercial break.
I'll hold on.
Stick around.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Been thinking about it lately. Been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess, it don't get no better. There's gonna come a day, someone's gonna get killed out there. And I turn to her and say,
on.
Okay, welcome back. We have Pat, who was just finishing up a thought and then a comment, and because we only have about 3 minutes, so we need to wrap it up because we do have some other callers.
Okay, Pat, this is the question I wanted to ask you. What does all this U.S. connection to all of these countries and the connection with dollars mean relative to all of the military posturing that goes on in the China Sea and in the Black Sea when Russia and the United States and China and the United States go tete-a-tete with their military hardware? What is that? Is that real or is that just another drama?
Well, it's all drama to sell goods to the military-industrial complex in every one of the countries. It's just a way to increase money and debt around the world. That's basically the bottom line, and they all know that. And it's Anthony Sutton wrote that book, Best Enemy Money Can Buy, and he showed in there where Russia still owes us billions and billions of dollars from Lend-Lease. That's the guy that turned me on to this originally back in the 70s or so, whenever he wrote that book. You've read it. But the thing of it is, and then you got the people that are expert traders for whatever reason they are, traders, and that's the Jews. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But money and the Jews, that keeps everything running.
And I just want to throw out that when you actually look, they've all been incorporated. And they're all listed. All these countries are listed on Dun & Bradstreet, under their corporate title. They've all been acting as corporations. And then you have to go and dig into who the CEOs are of the corporations. It all goes back to the Vatican and the bankers and the same cabal.
They're all in the United States are listed under the NAICS code. That's the industry standard. It used to be called the SIC code, but you can put in the NAICS and put in President of the United States, and you'll find his NAICS number, his SIC number. Governors, any office holders. It all falls under the Uniform Commercial Code, which is Admiralty Code, and that's what they've been operating under. And it's even more nefarious than that, and we don't have time to talk about it, but America really has a military government established.
Thank you, Pat. I just wanted to stress to everyone that all of these military stories of threats, tete-a-tetes in the Persian Gulf, are all choreographed dramas.
Yeah. We get it. Thank you, Pat. Really appreciate the call. We'll take some more callers after the break. So, really appreciate everyone tuning in. Take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.